Have you ever taken a look at your podcast and just thought, maybe I should just start fresh? New name, new feed, new everything, starting over from scratch. Well, my friend, I've been there and I almost pulled the trigger and made the fatal mistake of abandoning this podcast and starting a completely different show. But after praying, after thinking about it, after analyzing every single solution, every single scenario, I ultimately decided that no, I'm not going to start another podcast. And today I'm sharing the behind the scenes of that decision. So if you've ever felt the need to hit restart and completely start a new podcast because you think you did it all wrong, you think that it would be so much better if you just started fresh, this episode is going to help you see the bigger picture. You are listening to the Moms Who Podcast show, where you will learn how to launch, grow, and make sales from your podcast as a busy mom. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist who has helped hundreds of women use their podcast to grow their online business. Let's dive into today's episode. Before we dive in, I have a huge ask for you. Would you please do me a favor and subscribe to my YouTube channel? I recently launched my channel, and over there, I'm sharing simple, effective strategies for using long-form content like podcasting to grow your business, plus behind-the-scenes look at how I'm building as a content creator and mom of five. On YouTube, you can just type my name, Pamela Krista, or you can click the link in the show notes, and I really, really appreciate it in advance. All right, my friend. So why did I want to rebrand the podcast? Well, I will tell you. So number one, I wanted to start a new podcast because the call to actions on my show did not match my listener journey. So I talk about this a lot. It's the framework I created. It's called the Listener Journey Framework, and it starts with the dream podcast listener. Okay. So it starts with knowing exactly who my person is, which I do. Her name is Ariel Blue, and knowing exactly what she needs and knowing the phase that she's in, the phases that she goes through when she comes across my content. Because how I approach podcasting and how I approach YouTube is I am talking to one person. However, that person is in a different phase. The problem is that I was creating episodes that aligned with the phases perfectly fine. My call to action, so her next step, AKA my offer, it wasn't matching the journey. So a clear example of this is if I'm recording an episode about how important it is to launch a podcast for your business so that you can make money from it, right? So you can sell your offer. That's obviously speaking to somebody who hasn't yet launched their podcast. So that falls into phases one and two of my listener journey framework. So instead of having a call to action of her next step, what she should be doing next, I had on my podcast straight to podcast management. So I'm shooting all the way down to phase four and phase five when she's still up here in phase one and two. So I hope that makes sense. But essentially, I was creating these episodes with great content. So my listeners, you know, they're hearing my episode, but my call to action is not resonating with them because they're not at the point where they even want a podcast manager. And so the best solution for me would have been to provide some type of resource or a best next step to support her with what she's going through currently in that specific phase. So I could have linked her to a free offer that would have helped her map out her dream listener. Right? So I could have linked her to my new resource called Listener to Buyer Toolkit, right? So I could have linked her to that. Like, she's starting her podcast, she wants it to make money, but she needs to know who she's talking to. She needs to align those phases and she needs to take that and align it with her offers so that she gives the correct call to actions on her podcast. So that would have been a perfect resource to give to her. Now, if you want your hands on the Listener to Buyer Toolkit, all you have to do is join my free school community. The link is in the description if you're watching on YouTube. And if you are listening on the podcast, the link to that is in the show notes. And so do you see what I just did there? Like, I've created something. And I mean, it just so happens that I'm going through something like, you know, rebranding or starting over that just happened to naturally fit in the episode. So I wasn't doing that before at all. And so to me, that felt like a huge mistake. I felt like, oh my gosh, I've wasted all these episodes and I know they're still valuable. You know, but like when people are listening, the journey, it's not quite matching. So that was a huge problem for me to like overcome and get over because I did it so wrong. But ultimately, that content is still valid, and I'm going to share with you at the end what I'm going to show you what I'm going to do to remedy that on my podcast. Okay, reason number two with why I wanted to start my podcast over was because of SEO and searchability. So I get tons of pitches in my inbox every single week, and most of them start off with, "Hey, moms who?" And it's like, moms who? And then if I, you know, if I'm connecting a tool where I need to put my RSS feed in, it's literally like it doesn't pop up. So I like to use Podlink. I can literally just go to podlink.com and I can type in a podcast name, and it works for my clients all day long. Like, I type in their podcast name and they pop up. But if I type in Moms Who Podcast, every other podcast will come up, but not mine. And so I literally have to type in my name, Pamela Krista, to even get my podcast to show up. So to me, that bothers me so much. And it really sucks because Moms Who Podcast is a brand that I built, and I started that in 2022. And so to let go of that name, like, just wasn't sitting right with me. So my thought was, okay, I'm not going to get rid of Moms Who Podcast. Like, the podcast will stay as it is. I've already messed up with my call to actions. So I'm just going to leave the podcast here, right? So that way, even though the SEO searchability is not great, I'm still going to leave it here. And then I wanted to start a new podcast because the SEO searchability wasn't great with Moms Who Podcast. So my thought process was, well, I don't want to rename the podcast because Moms Who Podcast is literally the brand that I've been building for the past almost 4 years. And so I was like, no, I don't want to rename it. So rebranding wasn't really something I wanted to do. I wanted this podcast to stay here, and I wanted to launch a new one with the correct SEO right out the gate, right? So it made sense in my head, but the fact of the matter is that, yes, the SEO searchability was and is a huge issue with my podcast name. Okay, and reason number three, let's just be super honest here, because I have shiny object syndrome sometimes, and the emotional pull to start a new podcast and the emotional pull of a shiny, fresh, new name and like a fresh start. Fresh starts are always great. It's kind of like taking a shower. Like, you just feel so good. And it's like adrenaline rush or whatever you call it. I don't know. But it's just like, I don't know. It's something to be celebrated. It's something that's exciting to launch a new podcast. And, you know, I don't discount how incredible it is to launch a podcast. And another reason why I wanted to start a new podcast was because I wanted to prove with my own podcast that my frameworks work. However, there's other ways that I can do that. Like, I think I'm going to eventually launch an unrelated to business or unrelated to podcast type of podcast just to prove that my frameworks work. So stay tuned for that, because I'll definitely be updating once I launch a new podcast, if I launch a new podcast. But as far as this podcast goes, with all the podcast strategy and the podcast tips, this show is not going anywhere. All right. So here is why I ultimately decided to say no to starting another podcast. Number one, simplification. I overcomplicate a lot of things in my personal life, and I overcomplicate a lot of things in my business. And I've always been a person, even going back to when I was young, I've always made things harder for myself than they needed to be. And I also always make more work for myself than necessary. And so the reason why I decided to not start my podcast over is because running one show is going to keep things streamlined for me and for my listeners. And because it's a lot of work to run two shows. That's 8 episodes a month if I want to do weekly episodes. And I mean, it's not just the recording, it's the planning and preparing and just all the things that go into having a successful podcast. You know, and when we talk about successful, a podcast that will get you clients, like, I mean, there's a lot of things that need to be in place foundation-wise, right? So that you're found organically. And then also on the other side of like actually letting people know that you have a podcast. So it's a lot of work to have two shows. And I did have two shows back in 2022 when I was deciding, and I really felt triggered because it felt exactly like I felt back in 2022, early 2023, when I had a huge decision to make because I had these two shows. I had just launched my show with my web design business and I wanted to get more clients. And like weeks after I launched that show, Moms Who Podcast was born. I fell head over heels in love with podcasting, and I launched a new show 3 months later called Moms Who Podcast, which is this show right now. And I had no idea what to do. I knew that Moms Who Podcast was not going anywhere, but I didn't know what to do with my other show because my audience was kind of aligned, kind of not. And it took me a long time to understand and a long time to make the decision of not having two shows. But then I was like, well, should I just rebrand the show that I just started? Or, you know, should I start a completely new one? You know, and it was a lot. It was a lot. So I felt triggered. I'm not going to lie. And bottom line, it is so much more simpler to have one podcast. Reason number two why I am deciding to not start a new podcast is consistency. So I have a huge problem with consistency with my own content, especially going into the summer and leading up to the kids being out of school. Like, I'm just like, I have to get myself back on track. I have to be consistent. I have to have my episodes go out weekly. I have to send emails to my email list. And there's things that I'm not doing, like connecting with my community deeper and being really personal and just really being a community. And I have not been doing that. And so I need to cut the baloney and I need to focus on what is working, which is my content and my community. And I need to consistently have these episodes go out. I need to consistently engage with my audience and do those things in my business that I know are going to move the needle. And unfortunately, launching a new podcast is not really going to be the thing that is going to help me move the needle when it comes to my business. Okay, reason number three is I was going to have to update stuff anyway. So I'm actually going through this entire process. Okay, I'm calling it the Podcast Audit Blueprint. So this is my step-by-step framework to take your existing show and audit the crap out of it. Like, I'm talking head-to-toe, a complete audit of your show. That's what I'm doing now. That's what I'm doing inside of my new Podcast to Clients group program. So if you have no clue what I'm talking about, please make sure you go join my free school community. If you go to school.com/podcasters, or again, if you are watching on YouTube, click the link in the description. And if you're listening on the podcast, make sure that you go in the show notes. All the information about Podcast to Clients is going to be over in that community. And I'm going to be talking about it more as well on the podcast and on YouTube. But either way, even if I did launch a new show, I'm not going to let this show sit here and not be optimized and not be up to date, because there are over 130 episodes on this podcast that I need to go back. I need to update the titles, the episode description. I need to update the ads. And it's a lot. And either way, I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to do all that stuff anyway. So either way, I'm still going to have to update the things that I've been putting off updating. Like, I'm still going to have to do those things and optimize my show to get the best results, to move the needle, to get my show discovered even more. And Moms Who Podcast, in case you didn't know, is a top 2% show right now. And I hope that by the end of the year, we could reach to be a top 1% podcast, or at least a top 1.5. That would be so incredible. But it's so amazing that this show has grown so much. And I'm so proud of what I've built. I'm so proud of the content that I put out. And it literally fills me up every single week to get behind the microphone and to help out. Even if I just helped one person from this podcast, which I know I have, because people have literally told me, which is like the coolest thing, when I receive, you know, emails or DMs, just letting me know, you know, that my content resonated with you. And I'm excited to continue to get these episodes over on YouTube, because that is just a whole new ball game. And I'm super excited to see how the content is received over there. But ultimately, I still would have had to update everything. So at the end of the day, like, if I did start a new podcast, I literally would have been doing more work, which is what I always tend to do. So I'm happy that I don't have to do that double work now. So either way, I would have had to do this anyways. I would have had to optimize the show completely, even if I did start a new show. And then here's the other piece of that, is that if I would have decided to launch a new show, that still wouldn't have got rid of the problem. It still wouldn't have fixed the SEO problem. And it still wouldn't really fix the call to action problem, because those internal ads, the call to actions that I have on those, I mean, at least 70 plus episodes of me pointing to my management services, those are baked in. So I would have literally had to go into my editor and, like, physically remove the call to action, put something else in, save it, export it, and then re-upload it into Captivate, which is my podcast host. I love Captivate. Shout out to Captivate. That would have taken me a long time to do if I would have decided to do that. And side note, if you didn't know that, you can replace audio files. You can go in and change stuff and then re-upload it and replace the audio file. But that takes a lot of time. That takes a lot of time. And who's got the time to do that? Because I sure in the heck do not have time to do that. So I would have still had the same problem, because I'm not going to like delete the show. So this show would have sat here. I actually had a really amazing, incredible plan for this podcast to morph into if I did start a new show, which who knows, one day, maybe that might happen. But I still would have had the same problem with SEO searchability and the call to actions. They still would have been there. I wouldn't have really been solving a problem if I had started another podcast. So ultimately, I decided to not make more work for myself because at the end of the day, as far as the dynamic ads go, at the end of the day, as far as the call to actions go, I would have had to go in and manually update everything to get rid of the baked in ads that I have pointed to my management services. And I knew that I wasn't going to do that. And so I've actually decided to refresh this podcast instead of starting over. So here's what that looks like for this podcast. And here's what you can expect. So I am going to, again, I told you before, I'm going to audit my entire podcast. I'm going to go through it with a fine tooth comb. And one of the major changes that you can expect with my refresh is I'm actually going to be changing the name of this show. Now, I feel so many ways about this because, I mean, Mom Sue Podcast is literally the business that I built for the past almost 4 years. However, your girl is expanding, your girl is growing and evolving, and Mom Sue Podcast does not fit with the current. It's not that it doesn't fit anymore, and it's not that it doesn't align. The main issue is the keyword searchability. That's the main issue. But the second issue is that I am evolving and my knowledge has expanded and I'm getting more experienced and more knowledgeable about the podcast industry day by day. Launching my YouTube channel has honestly opened my eyes in so many ways. I learned that in order for my YouTube channel to work, in order for my podcast to work, I have to have an ecosystem behind it. And my business is, and the goal of my podcast and my YouTube channel is, of course, to educate and nurture and inspire and encourage and all those wonderful things. That's why I show up every single day. But I also show up every single day because I have a family to feed and this is what I want to do and this is what I'm good at. And so if I want to make money with my podcast and with my YouTube channel, I have to do it in a way that not most people do, which means I have to get laser focused. It means that I cannot just podcast a podcast, okay? This is not a hobby podcast. This is a podcast about podcasting because I'm passionate about podcasting. And it's a podcast that is going to help so many other women because of the things that I've learned and the knowledge that I've been through over the past 4 years almost. And so, yes, it is so sad. And it literally like sheds me to tears that I have to change the name. And I don't have to. Let's just back all the way up. I don't have to. This is a choice that I'm making to be strategic and to be even more clear on what you're going to get from this podcast. Because Mom Sue Podcast has always been community oriented for me. And it always will be. So I'm going to go into more detail in another episode. But just know that Mom Sue Podcast as a brand isn't going anywhere. That's always going to be a thing. More to come on that later. But I am changing the name of the podcast. I'm excited to tell you what it is. I don't know when I'm going to reveal this refresh. I'm going to be doing it slowly at first on the back end and then update the visuals and things like that as I get to updating that. But to go even further in detail, here's what I'm going to be doing for my podcast, okay? I'm going to be updating the call to actions on those other episodes. So I'm going to be going through, I'm going to have to self-identify each and every one of my podcast episodes of what phase that they're in so that I could give them the right offer in the show notes, at least, even if I didn't say it in the episode. And so I'm going to have to go back, I'm going to have to update the call to actions. I'm going to have to go and update the titles and update the show notes. I'm doing some heavy keyword research and I'm going to be updating the podcast description as well. And of course, I'm going to be updating the cover art too. So a lot of things are happening behind the scenes of the podcast, like on the back end. And then there's a lot of things that are going to be happening on the surface as well. And honestly, like I'm just going to be shaping this podcast to match my current business evolution. And my current business evolution and the whole heart and soul of my business is helping you launch a podcast, start a podcast, or if you already have a podcast, helping you take that podcast and helping you map out your listener journey so that way you can get sales from your podcast, whether that means leads, whether that means booking a call with you for one-on-one services. Also, you know, maybe it's not even about the money. Maybe it's just you want to build a community, right? So money aside, you still want to build an audience. You want to have reach, right? And so that's the whole heart and soul of what I do, is helping you get to a point where people can take the action that they need to take on your podcast based on what your offer is, and making sure that it is all 100% aligned. And so in simpler terms, I'm doubling down on YouTube and on my podcast as the foundation of my ecosystem. Here's the big takeaway from today's episode, okay? The grass is not always greener with a brand new podcast. Sometimes the smartest move that we can make is to simplify, optimize, and double down on what you've already built instead of starting over. And if you're in that place where you're questioning your podcast, maybe you're not sure how to start your podcast in a way that's going to lead you sales or build a community, or maybe you already have a podcast and it's not just growing the way that you want it to grow, I would love for you to come and hang out in my free community. That's where all my knowledge is, all my free stuff, all my trainings, all my resources are in that school community. You can also reach out to me personally, directly inside of that community, and be around other like-minded female entrepreneurs who are either starting their podcast or growing their podcast. And so I would love to see you inside. All you have to do is head to the show notes if you're listening on your favorite podcast player. And if you're watching on YouTube, please click the video in the description. And I can't wait to see you inside. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I cannot wait to share more with you. I hope you have the most beautiful week, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.